Welcome to Morning Invest on this Thursday, May 27th. On today's show, Apple is getting into crypto payment processing. Talk about a game changer of a story this morning. We will go into that. Bitcoin is possibly heading to 55,000, but not before a retest. We're going to show you the charts on that, where Bitcoin is sitting right now. Will it be hitting 42 before we see that retest? Again, we're going to get into the charts, so hold on to your hats on that. I'm also going to show you seven of my favorite altcoins right now, seven coins that I think are a game changer. You've got to check these out, and we'll be giving away a free report on that today as well. Also, we're going to talk about Exxon, Chevron, and Shell. These companies are put on notice about these greenhouse gas emissions, and it all happened in one day yesterday. So what does this mean for the future of energy stocks? We'll talk about that and more. We've got Mark Cuban billionaire news to talk about on Ethereum doubling down, Carl Icahn investing in crypto. A whole very busy show. Morning Invest starts right now. There's my co-host. I don't know what he's doing over there, but hopefully he's having better internet than I am today. Grover. All right. Anyway, welcome into Morning Invest, the only morning finance show that helps you actually build wealth, navigate this crazy system, not line the pockets of Wall Street billionaires. We do this show live every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So if you're new here, please smash that subscribe button and also smash that like button. We've got thousands of you watching right now. It'd be great if you could give me a smash there. And I apologize for some of the stuttering today. I don't know what's happening with the internet infrastructure here. I apologize. Hopefully we can make it through and provide you a great show, because I've got so much news to get to today. So hopefully we'll do well with this. We'll see how it goes. How are we looking now, David? And producer David in the control booth?
Good morning. Yeah, we're looking good so far.
Okay, good. All right, well, fingers crossed. We'll get it to it. All right, let's take a look at the markets this morning. Let's dive into the markets and Bitcoin. Specifically, still around, it was 38, 39. So now we'll get into the charts in just a few minutes on what's actually going on with Bitcoin here. I think a new pattern is emerging, so I'll show you those charts. But this is, if you haven't sold Bitcoin just yet, if you're waiting for this retest to start, you may want to hold on just a little bit longer, scrape out a few extra dollars in profits before you sell. I already sold out of mine because I thought this pattern was going to continue. It didn't. It kind of stopped, which is okay. That means I just won't make as much money as some of you guys will. But that's okay. And we'll continue to make more money in other ways. All right. Ethereum this morning, 2800, up again, probably on some of this Mark Cuban news, which we'll get to in just a few moments. And Dogecoin hanging around 34 cents sitting there. Let's check also gold. Gold a little bit up this morning, 0.2, not very much, but still as worries of inflation continue, and silver prices up just a little bit this morning as well. So we'll get more back to the markets. We're going to chart Bitcoin here in just a little bit, so you got to stick around for that. I'm also going to show you a report that you can get that has seven altcoins that I think are a fantastic opportunity for you right now as we see this Bitcoin volatility continuing. Well, I want to get to our top story because yesterday brought a trifecta of trouble for big oil. Before the show, I was telling David, I said, did you see this crazy Exxon Mobil story? Really crazy. Exxon Mobil lost at least two board members. Well, what's going on there? Why is my laptop not connected? What is happening, little guy?
Retrograde.
Now it's like, I can't even get my laptop screen on here. What's happening? Is it not connected to the right port? Come on, I want to show you this article. There we go. Yeah, it just needed to be reconnected. Okay, there we go. ExxonMobil lost at least two board seats to an activist hedge fund. So it's amazing. Like a hedge fund literally like can swipe board seats away by being an activist hedge fund. So what they did was they want them to reduce gas emissions. Like they don't want them involved in the fossil fuel industry. So all of this money funneled into this hedge fund, they managed to basically get on the board of Exxon, and through the voting, done. Like, sorry, you've got to change course as a company. We are on your board. It's like a hostile takeover in a way. Yesterday also, Chevron shareholders voted to further cut emissions and Royal Dutch Shell's emissions targets were deemed insufficient by a Dutch court. So all three of these things yesterday happened. Exxon, Chevron, Shell, all independently of each other, had these decisions. It was like a, it really was a crazy day. Like, how does that happen? Three totally separate companies. One involved a court case. One involved board members. One involved shareholders. I mean, are they all totally separate? So this Dutch court yesterday ruled that Shell has to slash emissions by 45% by the end of 2030. And this is a much faster cleanup than the company had planned. And it puts the heat on other companies to follow suit or else. The court also found that Shell has helped drive dangerous climate change and acknowledged that the plaintiffs claimed that Shell was responsible for 3% of the globe's emissions problems in across the world. Shell also had its own plan to reduce emissions by 20% by the year 2030, but that wasn't enough. And they wanted to be net zero emissions by 2050, but the court says that is not good enough. And then on the very same day, Chevron investors demanded the company cut emissions in a shareholder meeting. And ExxonMobil had a board shakeup with environmentally concerned executives, took two seats away. So if I don't know how many of you are investors, how many of you are investors in oil and gas companies? I certainly am not. I don't invest in companies I don't believe in. But this is exactly the moment we were expecting to happen maybe in a few years, but I can't believe that it's actually happening this quickly. So now they have to, instead of like letting these companies set their own emissions goals, like the governments are saying, hey, no, here's what you're going to do. It's like, you know, it's like my wife said in the newsletter this morning, it's like letting our kids set their own screen limits. Like, hey, I got a question for you, son. Like, what do you think? How much screen time do you think you should get this weekend? And my kids would say,
all of it.
48 hours worth, all of it. I'll wake up Saturday morning and I will just play Roblox and I will play Fortnite until my eyes fall out at the end of the day, right? That's exactly what our kids would say. But this ruling shows that those days are ending. Shell is going to appeal this verdict. But folks, this is a game changer for energy stocks and this whole entire sector. And it's great for the environment. You know, we are a progressive news show. I care very much about the environment. I would never invest in these companies unless they completely change their tune. You know, what is it? It's like a cheetah get new spots or a Dalmatian get, I don't know. What's the saying? Can anyone help me out in the chat? What is that saying? Like can a zebra change its stripes or something like that? I mean,
I think it probably would apply to any of them.
Yeah. There are a bunch of energy experts that think this is a total game changer for these companies. I mean, Exxon is going to have to move away from oil and gas. They're going to have to really move into renewables. It's basically they're being told you have to change your entire company. Apple and Exxon go back and forth as like the two biggest companies in the world. I don't want to like put too small a point on this, but this is a massive story. And it was called Engine was the name of it. Was the hedge fund known as Engine Number One. So it's like the little engine that could. But here's what some experts seem to think about this entire play.
First of all, what does this mean for Exxon? What will it mean in terms of its plans, in terms of the projects that it pursues?
It's going to change their forward-looking progress, their plans, Becky. A company that historically has drilled for oil, you know, drilled for natural gas, refined crude oil into refined products like gasoline and jet fuel. It's going to change. They're going to probably get out of some of those businesses. What we've been seeing so far from companies like Shell and BP, they've sold off refineries because that's one of the biggest carbon problems for their portfolios. And, you know, if you ask me, it's going to be a threat to our energy security ultimately here as we go forward, because they're going to have to shun, or they're going to choose to shun now because of this new board, new exploration and production, and new refinery capacity and innovations.
So that's one of the arguments you're going to start hearing from fat cats like this guy. You know, you're going to start hearing like in the mainstream media, like this guy, not me, I'm pointing to not me, but this, I can't really use my little hand. I need like T-Rex hands to point to this guy in this window, that guy. You're going to hear this argument now from mainstream media, which is this is, you know, all these fat cats, they're so worried now because now we're going to have just, it's going to be terrible. We're going to be really scared. It's going to be a really scary time for our energy independence. You know, what happens, right? Like what happens? We need to have oil and gas because what happens if someone attacks us? You know, what if China attacks us, right? Like you're going to start to hear this fake narrative. So you mean to tell me it's not possible, like all of these other countries that are putting in solar, wind technology, geothermal energy, self-sufficiency, that we can't move away from carbon emissions and carbon fuels that are destroying our environment? You mean to tell me we can't pull that off? I think we can. These are the arguments you're going to start hearing from these Wall Street people. Meanwhile, here's another story I wanted to bring to you this morning. The U.S. this morning is going to continue to spend $634 billion on nuclear weapons in the next decade. This is a new Congressional Budget Office report just out that shows we are set to spend well over $500 billion over the next decade on nuclear weapons.
Well, of course.
For what purpose? I mean, we need nuclear weapons right now? Like, well, who are we? What?
We need bigger Johnsons. And that's just basically what we're trying to tell the world. It's like our Johnson is so big.
For what? You know, for who? Like, what kind of competition are we in right now?
We already like, spend we 10 times more than all those other countries combined. And it's like, what? Like, and the thing is, you know what? Like, this should cause the world to outrage. Like, we wonder why North Korea and all these other countries want to have nuclear weapons, Iran and all the other stuff. We're not only the only ones that have them, we're the only ones that have used them. We've actually used them.
Right. Yeah. Great point. And not just twice in World War II, but multiple times in testing on our own, in fact, on our own people, by the way. So we have the moral high ground on nuclear weapons in the world, don't we? But we're going to continue to spend $634 billion in the next decade. And yet we can't manage to, and I love this, as Capitol Hill lawmakers continue to insist that initiatives like Medicare for All are just too expensive. A new congressional report shows that the United States government is on a path to spend more than $500 billion on nuclear weapons in the next decade. So, and the report emerges at the same time, a separate analysis shows that a handful of top executives at defense contractors are being wildly enriched by a Pentagon spending spree. Right. Yeah, almost two-thirds of those costs are for the Department of Defense, mostly to maintain ballistic missile submarines and intercontinental ballistic missiles. About one-third is for the Department of Energy. For comparison, 1.5 times the cost of all of the stimulus checks that were sent to people through the American Rescue Plan. Nearly 14 times the $47 billion that Congress has spent so far this year helping Americans who are behind on rent. So again, we can buy nuclear weapons, we can spend it on nuclear weapons, but we can't help you with your rent.
Even one during third a global pandemic.
Yeah. No, I mean, if not now, when, right? So not a pandemic, forget it. Over one-third of the cost of canceling the $1.7 trillion in student debt held by Americans, most of which will never get repaid. And it's more than seven times the estimated $81 billion of outstanding medical debt in America as of 2018. Great. So we're going to increase about 28% our cost for nuclear weapons. At the same time, you're hearing from the Biden administration, which is attempting to become one of the most energy, environmentally friendly administrations in history. So how does that square? We're going to spend this money on nuclear weapons at the same time we're trying to build solar panels and okay, something's at odds here, you know? It's like Jekyll and Hyde. I can't quite understand it. Let me know in the chat what you think about that.
This might be one of those things, though, Clayton, because this is what happens. You know, those $2,000 checks will go out next week. Well, maybe that $640 billion saying it'll go out next 10 years, it just won't happen. Because, you know, they're not going to tell us we're going to get money and we're not going to get it and then tell the defense contractors they're going to get it. You know, they're not going to get it either, right?
No, as Natalie wrote in the newsletter this morning, we have a daily newsletter, by the way. You can read it every morning. One of the things that I think I like what she said, to put this into perspective, she wrote, the president's proposed infrastructure bill costs $1.7 trillion over the same period, and it's being hard fought in Congress right now. There's like back and forth. The Republicans came out with their proposal, and it's like, you know, a fraction of what the Democrats want, back and forth, back and forth. She says, this spending is more than half of that, and there is no fight over that. Why? Exactly. Why? $634 billion for nuclear weapons, and there's no dissent among Republicans or Democrats. Not a word. Why? Because it all goes to fund these defense contractors and line their fat pockets. It's exactly what happens. That's why, you know, we got to take care of ourselves, folks. You know, we've got to understand how our monetary system works. We've got to be empowered to build wealth ourselves. You know, if it's trading crypto, getting these small wins, building up enough profit, taking $200, turning it into $20,000, investing that then long-term into real estate investing for cash flow outside of this corrupt system that just lines the pockets of these politicians. We're going to talk about Bitcoin. We're going to talk about Apple. We're going to talk about Mark Cuban and Ethereum in just a second. But I want to tell you about first, I want to tell you about our friends at Code Academy. So this is really great. If you want to learn to code.
It's not Code Academy, just FYI. It's Codecademy.
Codecademy. Sorry. Yeah. I keep saying
it is. It's hard.
Codecademy. Codecademy. So even the spelling, okay? I mean, I've heard people say it different ways. But anyway, Codecademy. It's not, and so that's how you spell it. That extra C right in the middle there. So make sure you don't screw up and go to a different website. Go to codecademy.com and use that code INVEST, and you're going to get 15% off. Anyway, there's never been a better time to become a programmer. And with Codecademy, you can learn to code on your own terms. Whether you're starting from scratch or looking to advance, Codecademy can help you reach your coding goals. Learning to code might be the easiest way to change your career, especially when you learn with Codecademy. So listen, it's the best way to learn. I mean, it's really great. Simply put, Codecademy is the easiest, best way to learn online. Not only they teach you job-ready coding skills, but also they help you build unique projects for your portfolio, earn certificates, and even prep for technical interviews. I saw someone on the show yesterday in our chat saying she had to go job hunting. Well, what about building up some of these new skills, right? And you have, you know, you can get qualified for in-demand jobs in as little as 2 months. Learn at your own pace and your own skill level. Learn what to choose what to learn, from building websites to analyzing data and everything else you could want, no matter what your experience level. You'll be writing real working code in minutes. Learning coding languages like Python, HTML, CSS, SQL, JavaScript, and more. And if you're not sure where to begin, Codecademy will point you in the right direction. So join the millions of people learning to code with Codecademy and see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership when you go to Codecademy.com and use promo code INVEST. There's promo code INVEST at Codecademy.com to get 15% off of Codecademy Pro, the best way to learn to code. It's Codecademy.com, promo code INVEST. Don't forget that C right in the middle of it, okay? Make sure you see that C right there. You know, my kids are learning to code in school. It's amazing. Like, think about how different a time period, you know? I think it's incredibly important to learn to code. You know, it's just like learning French or another language. To have that skill, to be able to build a website, to be able to code and build an app, or just even if it's simple JavaScript, something you want to do on your computer to create shortcuts and things to improve your workflow, good stuff.
I already feel like kids talking code. Like, there's so many things, when you hear kids talking these days, I don't understand some of the things they're saying.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. Like, my kids are playing Among Us, and something's happening. Like, and my little girl's like, "You're sus." Like, what is that even? What? I'm sus? I'm suspect? Like, what? You're talking to me? Come on. I see someone in our chat says, Asia Lackey says, I went to software development boot camp. She's coding. Asia, I see that. I can't see your avatar. Coding as we speak right now during the show, coding while, how do you do two things at once? Coding and watching Morning Invest, learning how to build wealth as we speak. It's a great go.
Code Academy awesome is stuff. Legit and inexpensive. Have heard good things about them, she said.
Oh, Codecademy is legit and inexpensive. Have heard good things. Great. Awesome. Check them out. Okay. We have got some big Apple news to get to today. Okay. A company I invest in personally, for full transparency. You know that I invest in Apple already. just as a hardware manufacturer and, you know, software developer of iOS, I invest in them because I use them every day. I run my whole business on Apple products, and I believe deeply in this company. Well, now Apple could be looking to hire a business development manager with experience in cryptocurrency, which could lead to its alternative payments partnership program. So what does this mean? I mean, the internet kind of blew up yesterday, and crypto news sites, everything, everyone's exploding over this news. Think about for a second what Apple has been able to do with their credit card and Apple Pay. Now one step beyond that, just start thinking, what if Apple gets into cryptocurrency payments inside of the iPhone, inside of macOS or iOS? So here is, and it was a job posting. Yeah, it's subtle. And Apple doesn't usually they don't talk about anything that they're working on. They're very secretive. So Apple is looking for a crypto experience in an alternative payments job post. In a Wednesday job posting, Apple said candidates should have 5 years or more working in or working with alternative payment providers, such as digital wallets, BNPL, which is buy now, pay later, fast payments, and cryptocurrency, etc. Apple says the manager would be Apple's chief negotiator for the alternative payment space. That's amazing. The Apple Wallets Payment and Commerce WPC team is seeking an experienced business development manager to lead alternative payment partnerships, the company wrote.
Well, you know how Michael Saylor said that, you know, using Bitcoin to buy cars and stuff is not really a good idea because it's a, you know, it's a, what is that term you always use?
Well, it's a performing asset. It's an asset.
Yeah. So it's is property. That is the other cryptocurrencies and things not going to fall into that same category to where it's, you know, they're kind of making people spend something they shouldn't be spending for Apple products?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, look, PayPal does this already, right? I think Google's already moving in that direction. So it's a matter of, are you able to accept as part of a digital wallet in your Apple wallet the same way that PayPal, you're able to accept payment? Like, couldn't you accept payment on your Apple device? Talk about the legitimizing of a platform and an ecosystem. Now, I don't know about the tax implications, because the thing is, there are ways that with a stable coin, like if you've got your coin staked, in some ways you're lending it out. So are you then only, do you have to, is that a taxable event when you're, you know, if you're lending it out through, you know, you're buying pizza with it or something? I mean, we'll have to see how all this shakes out on the tax side. And I'd love to have Tom Wheelwright come on the show and talk more about it. Frankly, I don't even know that he knows all about it yet. I mean, because if let's say you have $100 in your Ethereum staked account, but then you're able to sort of lend it out based on a loan of it, there's no taxes on debt. Meaning if you have a loan, you don't have to, and that's exactly what Michael Saylor talks about. Like, why wouldn't you take your Bitcoin that you've got, that's $100,000, and loan it, get debt on that, and then you don't pay taxes on debt. And so in that way, maybe that's how this all works. I mean, that's how we can be navigating this in the future, is that we're constantly using debt as leverage against our crypto assets that we don't sell. We're simply taking loans out on those. And that's where we never pay debt. We never pay taxes. I mean, that's how I make money in real estate. And that's why, you know, when you're a real estate investor and you do it correctly, like I do, and you own property, you really shouldn't be paying any taxes at all. Because the way that you use depreciation and you use leverage debt as an offset to any kind of income and paying, you know, having to pay above and beyond that. So, you know, while yes, I'm paying taxes, but what I'm saying is it's offset by the amount then that I'm getting back through depreciation and being able to, you know, depreciate that asset and other expenses as a result of running a business and being a real estate professional. So again, debt is king. You do not pay taxes on debt. And that's why real estate is to me one of the ultimate, ultimate ways to build wealth. I'm not a financial advisor. I am not a financial advisor, but you know, you want to understand, like, if you simply understand the tax code, this is how you can really transform and build wealth. If you just understand how the tax code works and you're not being taxed at the highest possible rate, doing stupid stuff with your money. I'm just blown away by this Apple thing. I just think that, you know, how is this going to work? You know, are you going to get your Apple Pay? You know, is it going to work right inside your wallet like the other, like your Apple Card? Will it be right there just like PayPal? PayPal also announcing today that they are going to allow acceptance from third-party wallets, digital wallets. Like, if you're standing in the way of what's happening, you're just going to get crushed right now. Like, if you think this isn't going away, you're wrong. This cart has left the, what is it? Cart has left the building. A horse has left the carriage. That's, I don't know.
Elvis has left the building.
But, you know, Apple has long maintained like an ironclad grip over its payments, especially in its App Store. And it never accepted customers' crypto before. You know, it's never been allowed to do that before. And, you know, they've never accepted customers' crypto and, you know, forces all catalog apps to use Apple's commerce rails and play by Apple's rules. So what does this mean? If does this mean then that maybe I could buy Apple products using crypto through the Apple app, through third-party payment processing? I mean, we already see Tesla moving in that direction. We see Mark Cuban doing that for the Dallas Mavericks. A lot of big companies are starting to move in this direction. PayPal has already moved there. And if Apple wants to maintain its lead right now in this payment processing space, with the Apple Card and through their Apple Wallet, this is an interesting hire. Let me know what you think about what Apple's doing here in the chat. Again, and yes, I am not an Android user. You will not catch me using an Android device. Do you use any Android devices?
I kind of testing. Yeah, I kind of like, because I play with tech to see how it works, I do generally grab some Android phones every year just to test them out to see, because, you know, you never know when one might come out that is as good as an iPhone.
Right.
Samsung gets close. That's true. But
I like that Google Pixel phone a little while ago, but I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I'm so into that ecosystem and security, and security is obviously such a big deal and all that. So I just, you know.
Well, and I don't like being the green bubble guy. Dabble.
Right. Yeah. We all have a friend who has like the green bubble, you know, like the one friend that uses an Android phone and who never is on the group text message chats because they don't get it. And I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Can't send audio messages.
We had a team member. Yeah, we had a team member on our team, Lindsay. She's great. She's still on our team, but she finally made the plunge to an iPhone last year. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't realize what I was missing. I'm like, yeah, now you're a part of the conversation finally. There's a lot to love about Android and its, you know, and its customizability, but it's, I think for a lot of people, it's way too much, too many buttons to push, too much trouble to get into. Anyway, someone said in the chat, bacon is best. Bacon is the best. Yeah, I agree with you. Bacon is actually, an AirDrop is everything. Ralph Ray says, crapple, no bueno. Edward Carley says, hey, LOL, the horse has left the barn. The horse has left the barn. Thank you, Edward. I appreciate it. Lisa Pettit says, my husband won't switch from Android. It's so annoying. Yeah, that's, I get it. Frank DeLeo says, will we be buying NFTs in the Apple store? It's possible. I mean, if they want to be, you know, if they want to be in this space, you know, well, why not? Consistency. Good morning, family from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you for your super chat. Could you speak on crypto OGN and its future movement? I want to invest more into it. Yes, I know. You are not a financial advisor. No, I'm not. But I own OGN. I don't anymore. Yesterday, I sold out of OGN. It finally started moving after a month. I bought it back in April. It finally started moving. I made some nice profits on OGN yesterday, and I sold out of it. But I think there is a lot. There is a lot of movement on OGN. We'll get to some charts here in a little bit. But we've got more news to get to here in a moment. Someone just says, Clayton, is your glass big enough?
Yes. Yeah, that's.
I'm just like really thirsty.
That's almost the size of mine now.
It's filled with water, not beer, but it's meant for beer. Let me see yours. Where's yours?
right here.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. It's a mason jar. Is that
your
jar.
Iced coffee cup? I need to get one of those. That's a perfect one for iced coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting, by the way. I'm waiting for the new IMAX in a few weeks. The new, hopefully, the new 32-inch iMac Pros. I'm hoping for that size. That's going to be my main, like, trading computer, production computer in my office. I'm hoping. Anyway, let's talk about crypto. Let's talk about billionaire Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn came out yesterday, and you know, here's a guy who a few years ago, you'll remember, billionaire Carl Icahn, who, by the way, is, I think, what, huge, wasn't he a huge Apple board member? Like, he owns billions of dollars in stock with Apple. And he was one of those guys that used to, like, drive Steve Jobs crazy because he owned so much Apple stock, like, he had Steve's ear, and he would, like, call him up, and he'd be like, I think you should do this. And Steve would be like, no, click. Anyway, Carl Icahn is a investing rock on tour, if you will. And a few years ago, he had this to say about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and why he thought it's totally ridiculous. And now, is he changing his tune? Let's listen. Here he was just a few short years ago.
I do understand it slightly. I think it's ridiculous. So, and I don't say I don't like the market. I think there's stocks that are cheap, and you can buy them. You know, they're badly managed, or they have some other hidden jewel. You know, I like to say that you look for companies that got a certain hidden jewel, a certain way you can burnish that jewel. And I like doing that, and I think there are good, great values around in the market today. But I think that the market itself is way over leveraged. I mean, it's maybe hard to explain what I'm saying. The market itself is way over leveraged, and you got just too much money flowing into it in these index funds to begin with, and much worse than that, these ETFs. Basically, it's a little bit like 08, you know, where everybody was buying mortgage-backed securities, which were crazy. But I don't like the cryptocurrencies only because, maybe because I don't understand them, but you know, when you talk about the blockchain and you talk about them, but I don't understand how you could, and we'll talk about regulation again. How do you regulate them? You got the blockchain, and that's going to regulate it. But, I mean, how many times have you seen scandals when these things were done? So, hey, maybe I'm just too old for it, but I sure wouldn't touch that stuff. But
I sure wouldn't touch that stuff. Ah, well, now billionaire Carl Icahn says he may drop up to $1.5 billion into crypto. Yeah. He says, you know, much of the cryptocurrency issue today will not survive. He says that former crypto skeptic Carl Icahn, the founder of Icahn Enterprises, told Bloomberg that he's set to enter the crypto market in a big way, teasing an investment of around $1.5 billion. He's a former, you know, investor. He's an investor and former advisor to the Trump administration. He has a net worth of $15 billion. Of course, like I just played that sound, you know, he said it was ridiculous, and maybe I'm too old for it, but I wouldn't touch that stuff. It's amazing. It's amazing how he's come around on this. And I mean, a big way for us would be $1 billion, $1.5 billion. I'm not going to say exactly. Into cryptocurrency. So what will it be? Will it be Bitcoin? Will it be Ethereum? Will he be literally investing in the very things that he was poo-pooing a couple of years ago? The blockchain? You know, is he going to do what Mark Cuban is doing this morning? So there's some major news from another billionaire, and that's Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks CEO and head of the Dallas Mavericks and Shark Tank billionaire. So that he has now jumped into a big position in Ethereum and Polygon and their layer two scaling. So he has a big, you know, this moved markets, of course. Let's look at Ethereum this morning, holding nicely at 2,800. Again, I think we're both in this pattern, this Ethereum and Bitcoin pattern right now that are both hovering with this, you know, the sort of inverse head and shoulders pattern, but also this cup and handle, which I'll show you in a few minutes here, what I think is happening. So we could be in for a little retest over the next few days. But anyway, Mark Cuban revealing a stake in Ethereum, layer two scaling solution Polygon. He is now saying that, you know, his own use and embrace of the protocol's multi-chain approach to Ethereum. That's why he's jumping in with Polygon. you know, we've seen, as the article points out, major names behind Ethereum, notably Goldman Sachs. They highlighted that thesis the other day that says they think it actually could overtake Bitcoin in terms of crypto dominance.
Well, there's your
Cuban among the latest hype.
Right, there's your Apple connection, because the Apple Card is done by Goldman Sachs.
Aha. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, that's right. Card.apple.com. If you go to card.apple.com, that's the Apple Card. Sign up and get your Apple Card, and it's backed by Goldman Sachs. Exactly. Good point. So, you know, what does that mean? I mean, you can start to put these things together, like Sherlock Holmes, like what is this piece? What is that piece? But, you know, you have major names lining up right now behind Ethereum and behind a network in Polygon. Polygon is formerly known as Matic. It basically helps tackle the scaling constraints that have plagued Ethereum. It delivers interoperability needed to construct and connect Ethereum compatible chains. And so why he's getting into this layer two scaling solution that was pioneered by the company will effectively benefit from Ethereum's core features while building upon the network's existing capacity. And it would stop basically these bottlenecks and the high fees that are on the Ethereum mainnet. So it's going to overcome these obstacles. It's a big gamble. So he says, I was a Polygon user and I find myself using it more and more. He plans to integrate Polygon into Lazy.com, another blockchain business, in his portfolio to help users simply display NFTs. Big stuff. So folks, all the signs are here. You're getting all of this big institutional money now flowing into this stuff. Even GameStop, even AMC. You know, a lot of people want to say, oh, it's all those Robinhood traders that are just getting in on that stuff. No, we saw yesterday in the data that it's institutional investors. It's big guys that are buying up GameStop, buying up AMC, investing in Ethereum. They don't just throw their money around like this without knowing what's going on. People like Carl Icahn, who, you know, good for him for being able to change the position where he says, I didn't know anything about it. I wouldn't touch it. I think it's ridiculous. It's speculative and crazy. And now he's going to put $1.5 billion into it. So expect this price to change dramatically, or this price to change dramatically. We'll see which one is which when Carl Icahn puts his money in there. Maybe it's Doge. Maybe he'll jump into Dogecoin. Wouldn't that be funny? Maybe he'll pull an Elon Musk and jump into Doge. I'd like to see that. I want to get to some Bitcoin charts here in a moment. But first, did you know that the average American has 97 points that they could add to their credit score, but they have no idea how to get them? The data scientists over at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how to do this. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. So how fast is Scoremaster? One member raised his credit score 33 points in just 5 days. Another, 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it takes about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can get to try Scoremaster for free just by using our link on our screen right there. That's right. Try Scoremaster for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. Go to scoremaster.com/invest. That's scoremaster.com/invest. Again, scoremaster.com/invest. We thank them for their support of the show. Oh, I want to tell you, so I want to give you a chance, guys. Many of you asked me, like, what altcoins are you trading right now? What are you investing in? And our friends over at one of the best places to get some of this information. I mean, I love their newsletter. I love what they provide. Totally free. I read it like constantly. They publish like a few times a week, but they have a new report out that has these, and most of these coins I'm invested in. I haven't gotten into all of them just yet, but I'm about to. So you want to know some great alternative coins to get into? Check this out, futuremoneytrends.com/alt. It's totally free. You go to this website, futuremoneytrends.com/alts, and then all you have to do right there is put in your email address. These are seven altcoins to lead the decentralized economy. I mean, these are ones that are going to have incredible upsides. And they've identified these seven. I'm talking like 2x, 3x, or even bigger moves than Bitcoin. You see, what happens is when you have these Bitcoin moves of 20, 30%, these altcoins end up doing 10, 20% more than what Bitcoin does. So go to futuremoneytrends.com/alt, A-L-T for altcoin, and then grab this report. Just put in your email address and they'll email it to you. But I want to give you one of them right now, okay? I want to give you one of the coins right now that they are bullish on, and I've been bullish on. And if you've watched my show for any length of time, I've already talked about this one. So I'm glad to see that they're in line with what I'm seeing with this particular coin. And that is Polkadex. So we haven't even seen the mainnet from Polkadex roll out yet. I have a full video interview that I did with the chief executive officer from Polkadex. You've got to go watch it to see what what volume that they are expecting. Like on day one, about 10 to 15 million. And by next year, 100 million. Those are their internal targets. So here's Polkadex. That's just one alternative coin that I'm very bullish on right now. It's been kind of hanging out here waiting on Bitcoin. Like, what's going to happen? But we haven't even begun to see the beginning of Polkadex yet. PDEX. This is one you got to get on over on KuCoin where it's available. So Polkadex is just one of the coins that I'm bullish on. And again, if you want to learn more about that, you can watch my full interview that I did with the chief executive officer. It's right here on the channel with Vivek Prasnanan. Go check and watch that interview. It's fascinating to see what they're working on at Polkadex on the Polkadot ecosystem. But that's just one of the coins mentioned in this report. Go grab it. And these are some top seven altcoins that they've identified for 2021 that will have widespread adoption with greater returns that you're seeing with Bitcoin. So go and download that, futuremoneytrends.com/alt. Great report. I always want to share like things that I see that I think are great resources for you guys. Like people were asking about what book to read. I said, you know, here's a great book to read, which is the Technical Analysis for Dummies book. You can get this on Amazon, on Kindle. You know, don't be afraid of like learning how to chart these things. Like it's just like learning how to code. Like once you have this power, it's a game changer. You know, once you understand these patterns, you understand what Bollinger Bands are and bull flags and cup and handle patterns, then you can like look at these charts and you don't even have to draw lines. You can just look at these charts and you can already tell without even having to draw lines on here. Like what pattern are we in right now? And it becomes incredibly powerful. So check that out as well. So yeah, that's the news, my friends.
We have Hans Clayton. You should close today's show with raising your Hofbräu beer mug, reminding us it's healthy to drink mostly water. Lol.
I'll do that anyway. It is healthy to drink mostly water. I drink that and black coffee. And wine. And beer. Actually, last night we went to a beer house. A
hop house?
Brew pub. They brew all their own beers. A hop house. They had some delicious burgers. And I had an IPA. It was quite delicious. And I'm not a barista. No. I'll make your coffee for you.
Please do. Consistency wants to know, hey guys, for a great laugh, could we hear real women vote for Trump, please?
Oh my God. Real women vote for Trump. Oh my God.
We don't need no liberal chump.
Chumps. God. It's the worst. If I can find it for you.
I told him that's a good way to get attacked in chat.
Anova says the report isn't downloading. Give it a second. You might be overwhelmed. So many of you downloading this report. Like you might have crashed their website. Here, let me try as well. I'll try here.
I think it comes to your email after you fill in the form. The other ones have. Any of the other ones I've gotten?
Yeah,
fill out the form and then you'd get it in your email, not right a direct download.
Yeah, so you just click it and that little thing is moving. See the little blue dingus over here is moving? And then once it's done, because I get these this way all the time, so you should... you guys might be hitting their website so hard. Let's see if we can crash their website.
Yeah, you guys, everybody go touch the dingus right now.
Yeah, touch the dingus. Go to futuremoneytrends.com/alt. Futuremoneytrends.com/alt. I think we might be crashing their website.
Yeah, it's highly likely. It doesn't look like a website that's made for a ton of traffic. And that's not nothing bad. It's just like that is a... They just look like they care more about information than they do web design.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think we're cranking their website though. We're all trying to download it right now. I already have it, so I'm using a different email address to get it this time. I already have the report because I already know the coins, but so I'm just signing up again. Anyway, that's funny. We did that to my I created a website last year during the pandemic, and I update it with articles I write from time to time about mini pinchers, you know, because I got my little guy. Where is he? Oh, there he is. He's over there. So there's Grover asleep in the Grover, smile for the camera. He's not interested. Anyway, I built a website called mypincher.com. And we, one day on the show, like last year, we crashed the website. I was like, hey, everyone, just go check out. I have a website that I built on mini pinchers. You know, like how to feed them, how to maintain them, take care of them, best collars, harnesses, all that stuff.
Do the miniatures do the Doberman lean where they lean on you all the time?
No, I've never.
Somebody mentioned it to us. Sure enough, this little Doberman that we still have, she'll just come up and she'll lean on you or sit on your feet like she just has to be against you. So cute. Hmm.
That's baby Grover, by the way.
Such a cute dog.
But anyway, we crashed this website when the one day and I had people coming over. I can't remember him being that tiny. It's so weird. He still sleeps like that on my lap, though. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but this is a website we crashed. All right, let's see. All right, let's talk, guys. Any you guys want to talk about here before we wrap things up? Don't forget to check out our store, by the way.
Jimmy Bacchus.
Oh, yeah?
Kirk Black, Taylor Garrett, and Carlos Arzuagas. You guys, I don't know how many times I have to say this. I feel like I've said this like I'm blue in the face. Please get easier names to pronounce. If you guys could just go change your names to something we can pronounce in here, I would really appreciate it. Yeah. Make things so much easier.
Like we have a list of approved Morning Invest names. If you go to our website at morninginvest.com, we have a list of approved names. John, Bob, Grover, David, Clayton. Those are the I'm not a comedian. Those are the only approved names. So if you know if your names are outside of the you're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and get those changed.
Yes, please.
To be it, yeah, please.
And then super chat us. did you ever find your stand-up comedy? Because you did stand-up comedy, right?
I did. Yeah, that was the first thing I wanted to do. I thought, you know, I loved stand-up comedy. And when I was 16 years old, I started doing stand-up comedy near Philadelphia. And then I won a few years ago. I won a stand-up comedy competition in New York City at the same place that Jerry Seinfeld got his start, at the Comedy Store on the Upper East Side, I think. Funny Bone? I forget.
I've heard of the Comedy Store. That's pretty. That's like one of those, they call the rite of passage or whatever, the Comedy Store. And there was another one, too, that a lot of comedians talked about that was in L.A.
Let me see where it is. Jerry Seinfeld, Upper East Side. Oh, Comic Strip. Comic Strip Live. Comic Strip.
And is that a video that exists somewhere?
I have it. Yeah, it's like unlisted, I think. I got to dig for it. I won. I beat like 12 other comedians. And here's the comic strip. This is where Jerry Seinfeld started. So I won a comedy night there a few years ago. And it's weird, like when you walk in there, like Jerry Seinfeld's picture's up there on the wall. And I mean, all these amazing comedians that I loved, you know, everyone was up there. But Jerry Seinfeld, they have him like on a video loop, like doing stand up from the stage, you know, like, cause it's like they still had that same brick wall and everything.
Robert Keeley, right, really quick, wants to know, how can I get help buying and trading a KuCoin or Webull? Wow, that's a cool looking place. Do they serve Italian food?
Yeah.
That looks like an Italian restaurant.
They don't serve any food there. I think it's just beers, drinks, you know, just a comedy club.
I've seen that background. Like that's a famous background. So are your performances still anywhere online?
They sent it to me. I got to find it. Let me see if I have. Oh yeah. Like this is the night I took this photo before I went in to perform that night. Here's my photo that night. I was terrified because I hadn't done stand up in a few years.
I don't know how you could not ever be terrified. You know what I mean? Like, that'd just be a terrifying thing. You're going up there and hoping that people find what you're saying funny. I mean, that's like such a subjective thing that it's like, I don't know how you could not ever be nervous to be a comedian.
Yeah, these are photos I took that night. See, Jerry Seinfeld on the wall. After I won, got the New York's Funniest Reporter. Got the cup.
Are you drinking out of that? Cup. Is that a chalice like thing?
No, it's actually right here. I still have it right here, but
we should all vote that he does a stand up act like as a live show one day. 7th annual Funniest Reporter Show winner 2012. Nice.
I had to do 10 minutes. I had to do a 10 minute set. Normally I would do like 20 minutes. It was like kind of the set I would normally do. So I had to do 10 minutes and I hadn't done stand up for that point for like 7 years or so. So I just, my wife would hear me upstairs pacing around cause I just would practice it over and over again in my head, you know, and just out loud and practice and crushed it.
Well,
we
got to see it at some point. But Robert Keeley, Super Chat, how can I get help in buying or trading on KuCoin or Webull?
Well, what kind of help would you need?
Yeah, because most of those
the
sites have tutorials on how to use them, correct?
They do. They have they have like a learning or an education section. Let me go over to Binance and I'll show you. I find Bybit to be really easy to use. Are you a Bybit user? So that's one I use personally, Bybit. Let me pull up Bybit. And when you go to Bybit right now, you get $1,610 in deposit bonuses when you deposit. So again, Bybit, you have to go to morninginvest.com/coin though to get that $1,600. That's our link to send you there. The only way you get that is with using our link, morninginvest.com/coin. But I'm building a whole tutorial on Bybit. It's taken me a while because I've had some distractions with some other things I've been working on. But I am putting together a Bybit tutorial to show you how it works. And, you know, you can, that's how you can trade very, very easily over there. Look at Bitcoin, baby. Did I call it or did I call it? I called it. In part, I called it because we knew it was going to get there. It's just I didn't know that cup and handle pattern was going to emerge. So, yeah, look at this, man.
Asia LaKay is asking, any tips for wannabe comics?
Be yourself and find a hook. Don't copy off of other people. And write about, like, if you're funny, like I found that, okay, like I had to figure out like what made me funny. Whenever I got together with like a group of like 4 or 5 people at like a dinner table, then that's when I was at my funniest. Like I would play off of something somebody said and then I'd take it and run with it. And it ended up, that's how I was in a classroom. I was voted class clown in my high school because I would like play off something the teacher said and the student. And then to go up on stage and then to like write jokes like doesn't work because it's like, well, how does that, that's not how I am funny, right? And so you have to think about like how you're funny, you know? And so I had to figure out how to translate that environment to being on a stage, which is why I love studio audiences, because I could play off of something that someone would say in the front row. And I love that environment. So I'd love a studio audience for this show, but all I've got is this guy sitting over here, and he's not like, I can't really get anything out of him, you know? I'm trying to get him to talk all day, but so yeah. And just be yourself, you know? You know what I do at night sometimes? What I do at night sometimes is I watch old Carson appearances by some of my favorite comedians that like their first appearances. Like I watched an Andy Kaufman first appearance. Talk about genius, you know? Or
I like watching Steve Martin. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Rodney Dangerfield. I love, so my YouTube feed is like finance, crypto, business, and Johnny Carson and Letterman clips. Like
that's, and disc golf. Don't forget disc golf too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And Pink Floyd and Pink Floyd videos. Like that's what my YouTube. So
you got two more, you know, super
chats. Listen in here.
Kate T, if buying gold coins, do you recommend proof grade? What are premium Reagan coins?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I buy Golden Eagle coins. Golden Eagles are my my go-to. Golden Eagles, or you can even the Canadian Maple Leaf coins. That's what I would suggest. If you go to morninginvest.com/gold through Birch Gold, that's who we work with. And get their free gold kit, because they have that right on their website. So again, go to morninginvest.com/gold, and here it is. And see, there's the silver twin maple leaves from Canada. But they've got all those, the proper gold purchases over there. So go to morninginvest.com/gold to check that out.
And then we got a super sticker from Katie Will Go. And then Tim Lance. Good morning, Clayton. I have 3 Ethereum on Coinbase. How do I scrape profits on Coinbase? Is it possible?
That's a good question. I think... You know, I don't use Coinbase to trade. What I would recommend, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think what you'd be better off doing is working on an actual platform that you can actually set stop losses and set goals. And I don't think Coinbase, maybe they do, I don't use it for that, and their fees are too high. So go over to, what you can do is just transfer your, why don't you just transfer your Ethereum over to like Binance or Bybit. And there you can set stop losses and you have way more control than you can on Coinbase. Plus you don't have to get hit with all those fees on Coinbase. That's my suggestion. Sorry, I just wanted to pull this up here because we got, yes, Mitch McConnell, some breaking news on this infrastructure package. I want to bring this to you right now while we have a few minutes.
We talk about all the time. I wonder if you're worried that the inflation we are seeing will be durable and long lasting, and how you separate it from opening an economy the way we have in the last 6-12 months.
Well, the new administration inherited 3 incredibly effective vaccines. The country was turning the corner, beginning to come back, and then they poured all this money on top of it. And rather than taking it from me, let me quote former Secretary of the Treasury Larry Summers, who predicted exactly what's happened if we pass the bill that we've already passed, which was almost $2 trillion, on top of the $5 trillion we did last year in the middle of the pandemic, which, by the way, we did on a bipartisan basis. There was an earlier question about whether we ever do anything on a bipartisan basis. Everything we did last year to tackle the pandemic was done on a bipartisan basis. I was the majority leader at the time. We did it the old-fashioned way, by working together. But conditions had changed by the beginning of this year. Our dear friends on the other side act as if nothing's changed. Well, this is not April of 2020. This is the spring of 2021. Things are opening up. Things are considerably better, and we ought to pass legislation crafted to the condition we find ourselves in now, not 12 months ago.
Shortly after the president's...
Mitch McConnell, speaking on this next round of infrastructure relief, thinks that we should, you know, tailor it to how things currently are right now. We've got new jobs report number out today that's pretty good.
When are you ever a news guy and you're like, man, I need somebody credible to interview for this segment? Let's get McConnell.
Let's get McConnell on the phone.
Hi, sir. I'm sure he inherited a baller economy. We're not coming back. So I think we got to do what, you know, is...
Yeah, let's get Turtle Boy on the phone. He's a great guest. He's always so much full of energy and life.
Sober up and realize they don't have a massive mandate in Congress to do all of the things they're trying to do. At that point, it seems to me we have a good opportunity to meet in the middle and continue to tackle some of the big problems we have in this country that need attention. And the Endless Frontiers bill that's on the floor of the Senate right now is a good example of that.
Thanks, Mitch. Love listening to him. Well, he's taking millions of dollars from lobbyists, lining the pockets of he and his wife. You know, he gets to tell us we can't have an additional stimulus or we need to shrink it down. It's just, you know, don't worry about those poor people because Wall Street's doing just fine.
And we've got nuclear weapons to build. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you, everyone. Was that all our super chats today?
That was it. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Be sure to follow us on Telegram. I got a Telegram channel. By the way, point of order here. We had we have terrible scam bots that are, you know, they attack us on YouTube. They attack us on WhatsApp. I mean, you just can't get away from them. So let me just tell you this. On Telegram, like, I am never going to message you anywhere and ask for money. I'm also never going to message you and tell you, hey, here's where you should go trade your money with this person or with this thing. Don't do it. Okay? I do all of my own trades myself. No one manages my money for me. So if you ever get a spam message on Telegram or WhatsApp or Facebook that has my face as a picture and then like a fake name, fake account that's like, you know, hey, I, you know, here's where I'm trading. You should come use this now. Try this and send me your money. Do not. I will never ask you for money. So ignore these bots. Ignore these scams. Okay? They're just everywhere. They're everywhere. We got one last night that someone wrote. Let me see if I can find it in my email. And my team sent it to me. And it was like a person was literally having a conversation back and forth with this person. Like as if they were me. And I was just like, don't listen to this poor person. Don't listen to this idiot. It's, you know, let's see if I can. See if I can find it here. I can't find it. But anyway, it was like, I think it was an Instagram message. And it was like using my name. And this person was like,
yeah, even on YouTube, they'll have conversations with themselves to get in a chain, thinking that people will see that whole chain of messages. And it's this whole progression of, yeah, I invested in this too. Clayton told me about this and it was amazing and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's very, they're very complex things. And we've figured out that we don't think that they're all bots. We think that some of it are real people, because if you respond with a certain thing, then they come back and they delete their messages.
Yeah. So I don't know who this person is, but they used my picture and it uses like a name. I don't know if it says like Clayton Morris / I don't know who, what,
probably
if
former this is Telegram Fox News host.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if it's like on Facebook Messenger, this looks like, I don't know if it's WhatsApp. I don't know what this is.
It looks like, anyway, so it's like got that little sticker thing on the bottom, right? I recognize that. I think from, what's that new one we've been using?
Telegram, right?
Yeah, Telegram? No, yeah, Telegram. Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Telegram.
So this is not me. Like, I'm not going to send you a message. It's just like, oh, that's nice. You need not worry, as I'm here to guide you through. I'll like you to also, first of all, this person can't even write. I'll like you to also check out our trade platform, as we also trade for our subscribers and help them make more profit. So now they're getting you to use this like trading platform thing that is not me. So don't ever do that. I tell you right here on the show the tools and things that I use. And if it's my account posting a link to something, like underneath this video, there's descriptions, there's links to things that I use. Like, people have been asking on the show today, what do I use to chart patterns and so forth? So I use TradingView, and I'll put a link to that in today's show notes. I promised you that I'd do that the other day. I forgot. So I will do that today. If it's in this video on my channel, in my Telegram channel, then it's legit, okay? But any of this other crap is not legit. So please be careful. Do not send people money, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it, folks. All right, everyone. Much love to you. Thank you guys for watching on this Thursday. Taking your finances into your own control. And we'll be back here probably a little bit later this afternoon with a video, so we monitor the markets and see what's going on in the world. And then we're always here first thing in the morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So be sure to subscribe if you're not already a subscriber, and turn on that little bell notification so you'll be notified as soon as we go live. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.